The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that whoever does the will of his heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to him. Of course, this goes right along with the gospel that we heard a couple of days ago. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So in other words, if we show ourselves to be the children of God, then we are brothers and sisters to our blessed Lord. On one hand, we could say, well, because we're baptized, we're already members of Christ, and that is true. But again, just being baptized is like just saying, Lord, Lord. We need to go beyond that. We need to be striving to do the will of God. So we hear about, for instance, in the first reading, about the woman who is truly virtuous and good, and all the different things that are going on as she's taking care of her family, looking out for others. It's all that point of doing the will of God. And it's interesting how it goes on to describe her, because it talks about how she laughs at the time to come. She's not filled with fear, but rather her trust is totally in God. She's not all anxious and upset about everything. God has provided. God will continue to provide. She's not concerned. So again, something for all of us to be able to look at if we're striving to do the will of God. And in doing that, striving to do that out of love for God, not doing it out of simple point of duty, because we're not just trained animals, but rather as human beings, we're made to love, and we're to love God above all. First and foremost. And so we want to strive to do his will because we love him. And to be able to love him even more. That's what this is really all about. And if we are truly focused on loving God with our whole heart and soul and strength, then we have nothing to fear. Because he told us, if we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his way of righteousness, everything else is going to be provided. That's why the woman who fears the Lord doesn't fear the time to come, but laughs at it. So for all of us, it's a great opportunity to be able to look within ourselves and ask, am I at peace? Am I at peace with God? Am I truly striving to love him? Or am I operating out of fear? Or am I operating simply out of commands? Jesus said we have to do this, so I'm doing it because I have to. Really? Are you doing it because you want to? Are you doing it because you love him? Or are you doing it just because he said that that's what we have to do? Now, if it's the latter, at least we're doing what he told us to do. That's better than a lot of people. But we want to do the right thing for the right reason. And the right reason is charity. So we hear about the woman in the first reading, so we'll apply that and say, consider a mom. All of the thousands of things that she does for her family, does she do them just because they have to be done? Just because somebody needs to do them? Or is she doing it out of love for the people in her family? Again, if you're doing it just because it needs to be done, at least it's getting done. But it's for a lesser purpose. We want to do something for the greatest reason, and that's the charity, out of love for the people. So if we're doing everything out of love for God and love for the people around us, that's when we don't have anything to fear. We don't worry about it. We're doing it just because it's duty, we're going to grumble and we're going to complain and we're going to whine and we're going to be frustrated because we really don't want to be doing it, but we have to do it. If we're doing something out of love, we can even rejoice, even if it's something we don't like to do. We can still be at peace, we can still be rejoicing because we're doing it for the right reason. The motivation is correct. And that changes everything within us. So again, we ask ourselves, what does it mean to be the brothers and sisters of the Lord? Well, if it's to do the will of God, yes, that is in many things. But it's to love. It's to love God and love neighbor. That's what he told us. It's the greatest commandment in the law. Everything in the commandments is broken down to those two things. So all of the different things that fall under the Ten Commandments, it comes down to two points, love God and love neighbor. So if we're doing that, then we're going to automatically do all of the other things. If we're just doing the other things, we aren't necessarily going to be loving God and neighbor. So that's the distinction that we have to make. Striving for the greatest good. St. Paul told us, all the good things, all of the spiritual things that we can be about, he said, but there is still a greater way. He said, that greater way is charity. That is the greatest. That is all that is going to remain for all eternity, is charity. Faith will go away because it will be fulfilled. Hope will go away because it will be fulfilled. Charity is going to remain forever. That's what we're going to do. Love God and love neighbor for eternity. That's why we want to start now. If we're truly doing that, if our heart is not focused on ourselves, but on the other, on the good of the other, that's when we can be at peace. That's when we can be filled with joy. That's when we can have total confidence and trust in the Lord. Because we know that he's going to take care of us. We're focused on him. He's focused on us. We have nothing to worry about. But if we're focused on ourselves, life is going to be pretty miserable. There are 101 things that we can worry about, and way more than that. There are thousands of things that we can worry about. Anxiety is going to take over. Lack of trust is going to be a huge problem. So if we can keep our focus on the Lord, and then we can trust him, then we have nothing to fear. There won't be the anxiety because there doesn't need to be. Because the anxiety, in quotes, is simply to love God and trust that he'll take care of everything else. So, great opportunity for all of us. Stay at peace, love the Lord, be the person that he's asked you to do. Strive to do the will of God. Be the brother and sister and mother to our Lord by simply doing the will of God. And in the most broad sense, that comes down to those two points, love God and love your neighbor.